Have you ever been scrolling through LinkedIn, spotted an educator job that looked perfect, clicked into it, and then slowly felt your confidence slip as you kept reading? At first, it feels promising, right? You think, yes, I can do this. Then you reach the requirements section, and suddenly you're questioning everything. One role wants a teacher qualification, another mentions assessing experience, another lists safeguarding. Then you've got digital delivery, quality assurance, CPD, and a whole collection of skills that make you wonder if you've missed an entire rule book somewhere along the way. And that's what makes it even more frustrating is that every educator job advert seems to ask for something slightly different. If that sounds familiar, you're in the right place. Welcome back to I'm No Ricky, and today's episode comes from a question I see all the time, especially from people who are quietly browsing LinkedIn and wondering whether they're actually ready to apply for educator roles or whether they need to wait until they feel more qualified, more confident, or more certain. So let's talk about that. One of the reasons educator job ads feel so overwhelming is because education isn't one single role. Each teaching, training, assessing, mentoring, and quality responsibilities often overlap, but they don't always show up clearly on paper. Some job descriptions are written by people who truly understand education. Others are written by HR teams, pulling together phrases from older adverts and adding everything they can think of just in case. So when you read a job ad and think, "I don't meet all of this," that doesn't mean you're underqualified. It often means the advert itself isn't very precise. Most educator jobs describe the ideal scenario, not a realistic starting point. When you open a LinkedIn educator job advert, try not to read it through the lens of self-doubt. Read it like someone trying to understand the role. Focus on parts of the description that you'll actually be doing day to day. Phrases like "you'll be responsible for," or "the successful candidate will," usually will kind of give you a clearer insight into what really matters for that company. Then look at the essentials and desirable criteria. Essentials usually means they cannot appoint someone without them. Desirables means that they would like it, but they're open to developing the right person. It's important to remember, employers are rarely expecting someone to arrive fully formed. They are looking for someone capable, reflective, and willing to grow. This is where many experienced professionals underestimate themselves. If you've worked in practice, whether in the treatment rooms, clinics, spas, or training environments, you already have educator skills. Let me tell you how. If you've demonstrated a treatment to a colleague that is teaching, if you've explained why a technique matters, that is theory delivery. If you've corrected someone's technique or signed them off as competent, that is assessment. If you've adapted your explanation because someone didn't understand the first time, that is inclusive teaching. Educator job ads use formal language, but the skills behind the language are often very familiar. The gap is rarely experience, it's more so about translation. So here's a simple shift that can make LinkedIn feel far less intimidating. Instead of analyzing one job advert in isolation, look at five educator roles you would generally be interested in. When you do that, patterns start to appear. The same skills show up repeatedly: lesson planning, assessment and feedback, safeguarding, inclusive teaching, digital delivery, record keeping. Once you spot those patterns, you stop feeling judged by LinkedIn and start using it as a tool. Now, let's do a gentle self-check without the pressure. Firstly, ask yourself whether you have a recognized teaching qualification, such as a Level 3 award or the Level 4 certificate in education and training. If not, are you actively working towards one? The next question is, do you have recent CPD or assessing experience that shows you're current and engaged with your professional development? Thirdly, Are you demonstrating inclusive teaching in practice, not just stating it? Because you want to definitely have examples of those. And do you have some confidence with digital delivery, even if it's simply using online platforms or digital resources? You don't need to tick every box. You just need to know what to focus on next. There's a quick pause to say thank you to Developing Educators Academy for supporting this episode. If you're listening and realizing there are one or two gaps you want to close, the Level 3 Award and the Level 4 Certificate in Education and Training, alongside the Level 3 Assessor's Qualification, are designed to support professionals stepping into education with clarity and confidence. So visit www.developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure to have a look at the qualification. So here's something practical that I want you to do this week, or even today. Have a look for five educator job adverts on LinkedIn. So it could be education manager, it could be lecturers, it could be teaching or assessing jobs. Anything that you are genuinely interested in. Highlight the repeated words and the skills. Then look at your CV and ask yourself where you already demonstrate these and where you could strengthen your evidence. This turns LinkedIn from something that quietly chips away at your confidence into something that actively supports your next steps. Something I want you to think about as we wrap up. Most people don't miss out on educator roles because they lack ability. They miss out because they don't recognize their own skills in education language. Once you learn to read job adverts properly, everything feels clearer. If this episode helped you see educator job ads differently, take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's been quietly thinking about teaching. Remember, you are not behind, you're building, and you're no rookie in a game of life. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.